Hi, welcome to Guy. Hi, welcome to Guy to Joining the Military. I'm your host, retired Lieutenant Colonel Scott Ostro. Today, we're going to be talking about a test called the PICAT. Those of you who may have tried to enlist or in the middle of enlisting now may have taken an exam called the ASVAB. The ASVAB, for many, many years, has been the only test that was available for anyone wanting to enlist in the military. Taking the ASVAB required that you either had to go to a military entrance processing station. In other words, the recruiter would either provide you transportation to what's known as MEPS, same place you would take your physical, or you would go to what's called a MET site, which is a site not at the MEPS, typically local, could be a National Guard armory or some other a reserve center or something like that. And you would take the ASVAB. But now there's another option. It's called the PICAT. And the PICAT is a computer-based test, just like the ASVAB, and basically it looks just like the ASVAB, but one major difference. Instead of traveling to MEPS or to a MET site, you actually could take this test at home. Now, it sounds too good to be true, because why wouldn't I want to take a test at home? Either I could have somebody else take it for me, maybe somebody that has taken the ASVAB before and has done well, or maybe I can look up the answers. But there's a catch, and this is what happens. You can only take the PICAT if you go to a recruiter and you're processing through with a recruiter, and the recruiter will give you a username and password. You have, I believe, 24 hours, at the most 48 hours, to complete the PICAT. You take that password, that username, and you take it home, and you log in. You get a score. The recruiter gets a score. Then, hopefully, you have a score that is you've scored well enough that qualifies you for that particular branch. And just as if you had passed the ASVAB, you go to MEPS for further processing. Once you get to the MEPS, you're going to be required to take a roughly 25 minute verification test. If you score within 20 points either way, either 20 points higher or 20 points lower, as long as it's within those 20 points, then the PICAT score will be used as your ASVAB score or as your scores for enlisting. If, however, you do not score within 20 points, so in other words, you have scored less than 20 points, or you scored 20 points or more less than what you scored on the PICAT on the confirmation test, you are going to be required to take the full ASVAB anyway. Also, 20% of the people that show up that have PICAT will be required to take the ASVAB. So, it's not a foolproof or easier method, put it that way, not an easier method. Can be more convenient, but you're still going to be tested, and there's still a chance that you are going to have to take the full ASVAB. But being in a more relaxed atmosphere of your home, you don't have to take it in your home. You can go anywhere where there's computer or internet access, you could take the PICAT. Matter of fact, some recruiters just use local colleges and so forth, where libraries where there's computer access, but it's just a more relaxed atmosphere. Also, depending on where you live, you may be hundreds of miles from a MEPS, and so it just makes it more convenient. But the PICAT also can only be taken by those who have never taken the ASVAB before, with one exception. If you took the school ASVAB, so it's known as the institutional ASVAB, if you took the ASVAB at your high school as a high school student, that does not count. as far as the PICAT goes. So if you only took it at your high school, you're good to go with the PICAT. If you have taken it, let's say you tried to enlist at one point and maybe you didn't score high enough on the ASVAB, or maybe you decided not to enlist at that time and you took the ASVAB and you scored high enough, but then your ASVAB scores expired, or maybe you want to try to get a higher score, you cannot take the PICAT. Only for first-time users or test takers, I should say, unless you took it at your high school. And so the PICAT is definitely does have some advantages, and it's not any easier than the ASVAB. So you still need to study. Many, many ways to study for that, or the PICAT. There are online sites that you can use. Some you have to pay for. Those are usually more intense. In other words, those programs typically have many, many layers. And then there are some free sites that you can use. Typically, they're not as detailed, but they may be. So there are some sites online. But then, of course, there's the trusted books. The only thing to say about studying from an ASVAB book or even online, but especially the book, they're very good. Most of them are very good, especially Peterson's, but I'm a little bit biased on that. But they're very good and very comprehensive, but you have to study. If you don't use them, it doesn't matter how good the book is. So my suggestion to you is study, 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 and study as if you were taking the test. In other words, there are practice tests, and take those practice tests as if you were taking the actual ASVAB or PICAT until you are satisfied with your scores, and then take the PICAT or the ASVAB. That's the first thing you need to do. Well, one of the first things you need to do, of course, you need to contact a recruiter. Don't forget that just because you contact an Army recruiter or a Navy recruiter, Air Force, or Marines, doesn't mean that that's the recruiter or that's the branch you have to join. I suggest to you that you check out all the branches, even if you think you know which branch you want to go into. But just know that whatever branch you choose, they all have their specific missions. They all have their advantages and disadvantages, and they all have they all have benefits, and most of the benefits are the same, no matter what branch you join. I'm going to cut it short for now. That was the PICAT. Hope you enjoyed. I hope it gave you a little bit of information, and we'll see you next time. Bye.